commanding you. All right. Which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. They occupy themselves and they say, oh, I'll occupy myself in this. Occupied, they don't profit. There's no profit. You need profit. I want profit. It's like capitalism. You gotta have profit. Without profit, the whole machine is worthless. You know, if I spend all this time in doctrines that don't profit me, I'm wasting my time. I should spend my time in doctrines that profit me. This profits me. That's why I do my Bible studies the way I do. I want to profit you. I want to push you in one direction and one direction only. And that is in the direction of Jesus Christ. I want you looking straight at the back of his head. As you follow him. Verse 10, we have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood was brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Let's just look at that for a second. We have an altar, and they have no right to eat there, which serve as the tabernacle. We are eating the body. He that eats my body and drinks my blood. And this is in a figurative sense. This is not a literal sense, you know, and it's not transubstantiation either. He says very clear, let us go forth unto him. Go out of the city, you know, go away from the place where those who are gathered in corruption and in false doctrine are gathered. You go out from them and go to the one they have rejected. Go to the truth, which they refuse. Go to the righteousness, which they scorn. You go out from among them in Revelation. Come out of her, O my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. It's Revelation 12 or 18, one of those two. Or, sorry, 17 or 18. The animals in the Old Testament were burned outside. Their bodies were outside, outside, outside. And Jesus, as a mirror, as the fulfillment of that shadow, went out. They were burned outside because he was cast out. Not the other way around, you know. Because he was to be put out of the city, to be crucified. So the animals' bodies would be burned outside. Because that was a shadow of what was truly to come. Let us go there forth to him. Verse 14. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good, and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We don't have a continuing city. We don't have any, in this world, we really don't have anything that we can just say, oh, this is where we belong. This is where we must continue. This is where we stay. We've found our home. As he says, those who have the certain spirit in them of, I'm a stranger and a pilgrim on the earth. I don't belong here. That feeling, we don't have a continuing city. We don't have a place to abide. We don't have a location we can truly call home. We seek something that's coming. We seek something future. We have faith in a substance which is not yet seen. So by him, by Christ, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And we bring the sacrifice of praise. We have an altar. We take part in Christ. We praise him in what? In his works, continually. What in the things? I praise him in what he does. You know? Yeah, I always think it's funny, though. We go, praise him, 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 for what? What? You know, I always think it's funny. Praise the Lord. It's a command. You're telling other people to praise the Lord. I praise you. I mean, you could say that. Imagine you go to your child and say, I praise you, child. They're waiting for something. For what? Say what has he done? You know, That was, this is how you pray, this is how I praise my children. You know, you did very well in whatever it is you did. You know, you, this, that, the other. So the praise of the Lord isn't saying praise. And in the songs, there, you know, he died for us, right? He offered himself that we could become, you know, and so in those things that Christ has done for you by repeating those, you did this for me, you did that for me, or he did this for me. They don't have to be always directed directly to God. You can praise God to other people, just like you would praise your child. Oh, my child has been doing very well. God has done very well for me. He's delivered me from sin and iniquity. He's turning me from all sin and iniquity. He's perfecting me in holiness with the fear of God. That is praise. And I tell you, when I do my studies, it's loaded with praise for him. Praise him with your lips. Praise him by declaring his works. Declaring his works is the most common way of praising God. Because that's really what there is to praise him about. And you could say, he's just so great. But why? Because when he stands still, he's just so powerful. Well, yeah, that is amazing. God is amazing without doing anything. But the reason he's worthy of praise in our eyes is because what he's done for us. He's given us life. I mean, you could start there. If you consider the infinite number of people that God could make, the fact that he even made you and I is a miracle. It's a colossal act of grace that we even get to live. And if we are not loved of God, he's still worthy of praise because he made us who he does not love. He has been kind even to we who he considers to be our enemies, if we are his enemies. But I trust rather that I am not his enemy, and that when I see him, he will call me a friend. That's a hard thing to have faith in sometimes. But we will not profit by unbelief. Profit rather, and belief is profitable. Unbelief is not. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that in the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That is, if the fruit of your lips is the praise of God. To do good and to communicate. Communicate means literally to share. Koinonia. To share. It's the word from which fellowship comes.